How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome back to the Daily Nerd Devo. So for Nostalgia Week, I want to take you back to May of 1999. No, not to the release of Star Wars The Phantom Menace in theaters, though that actually is something I'm fairly nostalgic for. I want to take you back to the release of Decipher Incorporated's Young Jedi Collectible Card Game. A game released in May of 1999 to sort of release alongside Star Wars The Phantom Menace. This was a collectible deck-building trading card game. Collectible card game based entirely around things from Star Wars The Phantom Menace. And as a sixth grade Ryan, my friends and I collected these cards a ton and built decks and got them out and played with them on the playground, and we didn't know the rules. We didn't really bother to read the rules, and we just kind of made it up as we went. But we enjoyed it, and the cards looked cool, and I wish I knew where mine were. You can get them on eBay still. They came out with several more expansions and made the game for about 2 years. We didn't play for nearly that long. That was around the last time I was consistently around those friends. At the end of sixth grade, I changed school systems. They all went one place, and I went another. I still saw them occasionally, but that was more or less the end of our regular, consistent friendship. And more than Star Wars The Phantom Menace, or the card game based off of it, I kind of miss those guys. I haven't seen them consistently in... Well, I've already told you what year that was. 20 years. And they were my best friends. And I made new friends, you know, at my new school, and I was fine. But I do miss those guys. We were good friends, and I enjoyed hanging out with them. That's the thing about nostalgia. It takes you back to memories that may not always be pleasant. Or to memories you just don't even... things you had forgotten. For us as Christians... more than underrated movies and short-run card games, I think what's important is building relationships that last in our communities. Not every church community is great. Not all of them are good. Some of them, frankly, are bad. But when you find a good one, and it's one you can form relationships with and build those relationships to last, that only benefits you and the people around you, because it's for you and it's for them. That community, that growth, that strength that helps you push forward in your walk with God is super necessary. I spent a long time listening to the Joyce Meyer's podcast, and one thing she really caught me with, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years ago when I was listening, was that listening to her show was great, but that you needed to be in a community of believers yourself. You need people to strengthen you, to give you joy, to keep you accountable. That's not to be underestimated. And those relationships, whether you're near each other or not, can last. I've made friends through the Nerd of Godcast that I've either never met in person or only met a handful of times, but I still consider them my friends. And I hope those relationships last. Forming those isn't easy. It takes effort from everyone involved, but I think if you're willing to put yourself out there and take a chance, even if, like my friends and I in sixth grade, you don't really know what you're doing, it doesn't mean you can't have a great time. 1 Corinthians 5:14, and we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Colossians 3:13, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Try and put yourself in the community as best you can, whether it's in person or online, or both. Come hang out with us on the Nerd of God Squad Facebook page. I hope for you it's as good for you and your walk with God as those communities have been for me. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos, subscribe to the podcast, and come hang out with us over on the Facebook page of the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, remember, God made you special, Penny loves you very much. And if anyone knows where I can get a complete set of the Obi-Wan Kenobi-backed blue Star Wars Young Jedi cards, let me know.